You know, it's fantastic. We've kind of been leading the way with the legacy on the park, and it's great that West Ham have joined us. But it's absolutely super that one of the guys wants to actually come down to practice and see what we do. He's obviously got a bit of a basketball background, and we're delighted to have him here.
And your team are in great form this year. What have you made of the season so far?
We're having a terrific season right now. We're right up at the top chasing for the league title. We just qualified, beat the champions to get to the semi-finals. So we're really hunting the silverware down this year, and I think we've got the team to do that.
What have you made of Londoners and people in the UK's attitude toward basketball? And is it growing in popularity each and every year?
Yeah, I mean, we all know that it's really popular in schools with the kids, both boys and girls. I think the thing that was required was to get a first-class facility and a first-class basketball team. And as the only professional team in London, we feel we can fulfill that. And trying to get all youngsters in schools, in clubs, to feel that they're part of what's going on here. And it's beginning to grow. Our crowds are really booming this year. And I think the word is getting out that actually this is the place to be.
The Copper Box Arena is a venue ran by GLL, a charitable organisation which supports talented athletes across the whole of the UK. Mark Glidden, the National Athlete Support Programme Manager, started by describing the work GLL do to promote participation and performance.
GLL is the largest leisure operator in the public and social enterprise sector. GLL run two venues on the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, this the Copper Box and the London Aquatic Centre. These facilities are very much for the public through from a participation point of view. So you want to come and play badminton, you want to swim in the London Aquatic Centre, you're a junior and you want to learn a new sport, you can do that within each of the centres. So you want to be the next Tom Daley, you can do that and you can achieve through the pathway performance programmes that GLL run.
He swapped the football pitch for the basketball court. So what did Darren Randolph make of the experience?
A lot of respect for the guys, you know, how hard they train. Obviously, again, I know how hard they play and what it takes. Not easy running up and down the court for four quarters. So definitely, you know, I have a lot of respect for them. And it was good to come down and train and have a chat with them today.
Kai Williams joined the Lions at the beginning of the season and thinks the squad are set up perfectly to aim high in the championship race.
We're all, you know, very confident. A bunch of us have either played with or against each other in past years, so we already have a chemistry that has started like right from the get-go, and we've kind of avoided that kind of infant phase of, you know, learning everybody and how everyone ticks and stuff. So we're very confident, and we're expecting big things. So.
And guard Alex Awobi explains just how exciting it feels to perform at a venue like the Copper Box Arena.
It's a great atmosphere. We love the Copper Box area. Thank you to GLL. When those lights come on during games, it's a different type of atmosphere. Your heart starts beating, your hands start getting sweaty, but at the end of the day, you have to perform, which is the most important thing. But, you know, our team will up for the challenge. We have a lot of veterans on our team, a lot of guys who have played together, a lot of guys who have been playing overseas basketball for at least 8 or 9 years. So we're pretty confident.